By the time David started flat out begging, he really was one of only a few boys left at his school who didn't have a pilot. Val had watched it happen at the school where she taught, the sister school to his. If half her students had them by the time class had let out for summer, three-quarters had them when they returned in the fall. She had no doubt his school was equally awash. "You're a scholarship kid among rich kids," she pointed out over dinner. "You know better than to get hung up on not having something they have." She piled brown rice onto her plate before passing the rest along and helping herself to the next bowl's contents, steamed broccoli. Her health kick put the whole family on a health kick, so as far as she could tell, they were busy resenting her for that, too. David sat opposite her, his gangly body rigid with annoyance. The food hadn't reached him yet, and he clenched his empty plate in two white-knuckled fists like a steering wheel. "Next, you say, I grew up with nothing, and that's how I learned I didn't need anything to be happy." As David said the words, Sophie mouthed them along with him, and Julie stifled a laugh. Was she that predictable?
"But you went to public school, Ma. I'm different already. Why make me even more different? It's not like the surgery is expensive."
He must have seen Val cringe at the word surgery because he changed his approach.
"Whoever heard of parents refusing their kids something that helps them study better?"
"I go to public school, right?" Sophie asked.
"Yes," said Julie, spooning rice onto her own plate, then their daughter's. "Until you're old enough to go where Ma teaches." Julie passed the rice back to Val, and the rest of the serving dishes made their way around the table to each of them in turn. David relaxed his death grip on the dinnerware to heap rice, then broccoli, then half a chicken onto his plate. They always served him last these days, a forced measure after the night an entire French bread disappeared before his mother's and sister had gotten any. Making more didn't help. His teenage stomach expanded to greet whatever food arrived in front of him. Val had called him BC for a while for boa constrictor. After she dreamed he'd unhinged his jaw to swallow the whole Thanksgiving turkey. There was silence while they all chewed. Val hadn't been patient enough with the rice and felt mildly guilty about it. She was a decent cook, as long as she didn't rush things. But on school nights, her poor family ate everything al dente. A moment later, David raised his fork in triumph, a spear of broccoli impaled on the tines.
"Think of the health benefits, Ma. I'd have more time. I could join the track team."
Val exchanged a look with Julie. They'd been trying to get him into some kind of physical activity for 2 years. He had steadfastly refused to join any clubs or teams. They hadn't pressed as long as he kept up his schoolwork and spent dinner and the hour afterward with the family.
"Let us talk it over," Julie said.
"Is that, I want to say no, but I don't feel like fighting over dinner, or will you really talk it over?" he asked.
Sophie giggled.
"Both," Val said. "Time for a new topic. Sophie, how's fourth grade treating you today?"
"My teacher farted during math."
Julie's shoulders started shaking. Val tried to hold it together.
"That's it? Did you learn anything?"
David grinned.
"Maybe Sophie didn't, but I guess the teacher learned not to eat beans for lunch."
"How do you know what my teacher ate for lunch?"
"I know everything," David said, waggling spooky fingers at his sister.
She looked impressed. Val glanced at Julie, knowing she too was savoring the moment of normalcy.